Hello, this is Thompson Smiley with another clip from my Louisville Magazine series, Smiley's Picks, carried on air for the month of July, even though there is no print version. So it gives me an opportunity to meet many and interesting guests. And my guest today is Peter Holloway, who is both the artistic director of Stage One and of Music Theatre of Louisville. Peter, welcome.
Thank you.
Coming off the stunning success of Ain't Misbehavin', which had all the toes tapping through June, we're looking forward now to Guys and Dolls, and you're actually playing in this.
Yes, I'm a glutton for punishment, I think.
Yep.
I'm actually directing this one, and decided since I was going to be there for all the rehearsals, I haven't taken part in one of our shows for almost 4 years, so this is one of my particular favorites, so I'm stepping out onto the stage as well. It's a lot of fun.
It's one of those ultimate American pieces, isn't it? I mean, the characters from Damon Runyon could only be American, and the music has that intense vitality.
It really does, and I think it creates that picture of New York that so many of us have that probably never really existed, but it's the way we wish it was.
Yes.
All the interesting people.
And you yourself are something of a multiple threat. I mean, I know you're a director and you're an actor, and we worked together on The Pirates of Penzance.
Yes.
When you demonstrated your extraordinary patter ability as a model of a modern major general. Have you done a lot of opera?
No, I've done very little opera. I'm very much a musical theater guy, and I think this is probably where I feel most at home. I wrote my director's notes for the show that this is my eighth time of being involved with Guys and Dolls, and the Damon Runyon language is very unique. And I said, I think, though, for a kid who grew up in New Jersey, it probably fit a little better on the ear than it does for folks in Kentucky. It sounds really like a foreign language down here, but it's so much fun.
Yes, yes. And the music is absolutely stunning. I mean, there's an energy, I think, to the sort of golden age of Broadway, which has never been preceded, never been matched. I think this is a very prime example, isn't it?
Yes, Frank Lesser is quite the brilliant composer and lyricist, and gosh, he did such a great job with this show. I often feel like he set out with the idea in mind, too, that he was going to put one of every kind of number in Guys and Dolls, because it kind of has it. I mean, it has a couple of beautiful ballads. It has female comedic duet. It has a male comedic duet. It has a trio of guys. It has men's chorus numbers. It has women's chorus numbers. There's just a little bit of all different kinds of music in it that are all very authentic to the tone of the piece, and so much fun.
And here we are sitting as two people fairly mature in our respective in our respective professions, talking about Guys and Dolls and the American musical as if, you know, it's always been there, we've always known it, we always loved it. But for many young people, I mean, it's as foreign as Puccini or Verdi. But I can't help feeling if you are going to make a start on the American musicals, there's no better way to do it than with a piece like Guys and Dolls. The sheer variety, as you imply.
Yes, it is a lot of fun for that part. And there are a lot of fun characters in it. So it isn't just where there's two or three main leads and everybody else is just ensemble. There's a lot of fun things to do for the people who are anywhere in the cast. They have a lot of different moments on stage that they can enjoy.
And this plays very much into the format of Music Theatre of Louisville, doesn't it? I mean, because it's, I hesitate to say pro-am, but I know you have some very seasoned professionals and you also have an admixture of the local element.
Yeah, well, of course, everyone's from here, which is one of the real treats about Music Theatre Louisville, is that it's all your friends and neighbors that are actually taking part. We don't bring people in from out of town, but some of them have brought themselves in from out of town and made their homes here now. The actor and actress who are playing Nathan and Adelaide, the comedic leads in the show, both have spent considerable time in New York and are quite wonderful. I think everyone's really going to enjoy their performances. And then the other couples, Sky and Sarah, are both younger performances of less experience, but lots of energy and lots of talent. So it's a great mix of all sorts of people.
Well, let's get some facts in. Opening night is the 15th of July, the 15th to the 17th, again the 19th through the 23rd at 7, and there are matinees on July 17 and 23 at 1:30. And the performances are in the Baumhart Theatre.
Right.
I mean, I'm old enough to think that's not your natural habitat. I remember some amazing summer nights at the amphitheatre, Iroquois Amphitheatre, but those days are behind us.
Well, for the moment at least, we've moved indoors and, we miss the wonderful ambiance of being outside. I don't miss running inside to check the radar to make sure that there isn't a huge thunderstorm about to wash us away. And the Baumhardt is a marvelous place to watch a show because nobody's more than 50 feet from the stage, so you can really see all the expressions. And we always fought sound issues outdoors, and of course the sound can be very cleanly and crisply delivered indoors. Yes. And we can do matinees. As always with musical theater, we have quite a few of our patrons are seniors, and keeping them out of the heat and the ability that we can do a show at 1:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday or Sunday is very appealing to them. And of course, we couldn't do that outside. So,
no, indeed. And I take your point about the intimacy of the Baumhardts. I used to love to produce opera there, mm-hmm. like Benjamin Britten's small scale stuff and baroque opera. It's a wonderful auditorium, and that extraordinary sense of intimacy.
Absolutely.
You know, as people say, if you can't see the whites of their eyes, there is no drama.
Yes, and the sound is so good. And the Baumhardt. Now, of course, you have to use some amplification when you've got a 12-piece orchestra, which yes. we have a marvelous orchestra that's going to play along with us, but not very much. And generally speaking, when we perform in there, the spoken scenes, you can easily stand on stage and talk in a tone of voice like you and I are now and be heard very clearly in the back of the house. So
yes,
it's wonderful acoustics.
If your projection is good. I find it a little dead sometimes for music. Sometimes a little bit of reverb and miking is not a bad thing. I mean, there's no point in having people buy tickets in order not to hear the show.
No, that's really what they want. So
it's in the Baumhardt Theater, and the number to call for tickets is
584-7777 at the Kentucky Center.
It opens on July 15. One thing I loved about the Iroquois Amphitheater, and I'm not beating you over the head about this because I know it wasn't your decision. One thing I loved about that was the involvement of, dare one say it, in these egalitarian times, a very broad stratum of the community. I mean, mm-hmm. it seemed to me for many of the, dare I say, Southside non-traditional theatre-going audience, it was very much their event. Have you been able to translate
yeah,
some
of
that?
We have. I think most of the people have come with us. And, of course, it's still a very relaxed atmosphere. The Kentucky Center has been great about this. We have hot dogs and hamburgers and ice cream for sale in the lobby, and they're letting folks carry that into the theatre. So it's kept some of that same summertime feel of
yes.
something that's a lot of fun. And of course, we get all ages, lots of kids come and see our shows, and it's a lot of fun.
Yes, I have to say, in much as one is nostalgic for these summer events, the joys of air conditioning should not be underrated.
Don't discount it.
Next up, we can talk about this maybe later in the year, but next up in August is Big the Musical. Is that based on the Tom Hanks movie?
It is, and I think everybody remembers that movie. It's a very sweet coming-of-age story of
yes.
the young boy who's like every one of us, I think, at some point. He's 13, and some of his friends have matured faster, and boy, what he would give to be big. And, of course,
yeah.
in this case, he through a mysterious series of events, he wakes up the next morning, he's all grown up. So
yeah. Back to Guys and Dolls. Your own personal involvement, you've been in it 8 times, do you say, or been involved
I
in it 8
have,
times?
Yes.
Yeah,
I have.
In what sort of roles? I mean, acting sometimes, directing others?
Yeah, no, actually performing almost every time. This is actually the first time I've directed the show, but it feels like such an old friend. It's kind of funny whenever anybody is in the rehearsal process here, even when I'm on stage with them, if they go up on a line, I find I pretty much know the entire script. I'm not sure that's a good thing, but it is like, as I said, an old pair of shoes or something. It's so comfortable and such a good book. I've enjoyed it. I've gotten to play several different parts in it along the way, and the one I'm playing now, Nicely, is sort of the sidekick to Nathan Detroit, and for a third male part in a show, it's pretty extraordinary.
Pretty
you
extraordinary.
Get to perform a couple different numbers that people will really recognize. I hope everybody will turn out and see it. I know they'll enjoy it.
Is your son in it?
He's not.
Really? Because I know he's another multiple threat in the family tradition.
Well, right now he's using his talents all in ballet, and he's in the Boston Ballet pre-professional program. He's been up there for almost a year now,
so he's
doing very well. But thanks for mentioning
that's
it.
That's brilliant. And we've been talking to Peter Holloway about the production of Guys and Dolls, which opens at the Baumhardt Theatre on July 15 and plays off and on through July 23. The number to call for tickets is 584-7777. Peter Holloway, break a leg.
Thank you so much, Thompson. It's great to see you. Hope
great
you enjoy the rest of your summer.
And you. Thanks so much.
You bet.